This is Trevor Bragdon with Commonwealth Partners, The Winning Edge, tips to help conservatives persuade and win. In the early 1900s, Frank Gilbreth was managing a construction crew, but he was fascinated by the idea of finding the one best way of doing things. Through observing his workers and testing different methods, he developed a system that tripled his bricklayers' productivity. Frank and his wife, a psychologist, continued to study workers' motion. They pioneered the use of movie cameras to film and analyze how the most efficient people worked, and they even filmed surgeons in operating rooms mapping out each step of their process. These motion studies led to the creation of the first flowcharts to standardize complex procedures and revolutionize efficiency in many industries. Building on our previous episode, episode 18, where we talked about the four steps to starting your fundraising, we're now providing a simple flowchart to help you achieve the most efficient fundraising possible. This one-pager will guide you through the process step by step. Here's what you'll see on the one-pager and what you'll learn. The first thing you want to do when fundraising is estimate the minimum number of donors that you need to win. Divide your campaign's estimated cost by the max contribution amount, or $2,000 if there's no limit. This gives you the minimum number of donors required. For example, if your campaign's estimated to cost around $100,000, you want to divide that by 2,000, which will equal 50. So you need 50 donors giving $2,000 as your minimum number of donors. Next, you want to build a list of 35 potential donors to ask. These could include past donors if you've run before, friends and family, and known political donors in your area. Then you want to split that list based on your preferred contact method. Decide whether you want to contact some of these people with an in-person meeting. Maybe you want to schedule a phone call with some of them, or some of them you know well enough that you can just reach out with an unscheduled call. Then, before you make any calls or meet with any donors, you want to customize your fundraising pitch. Create a simple 1.5 to 2 minute pitch explaining why you're running. Practice reading it out loud 3 times a day for a week to internalize and memorize the content of the pitch. Check out the show notes for an example of a simple pitch that you can use on your campaign. Next, after you have your pitch and you've decided on the different means of contacting the donors, schedule those first meetings or calls. You can send a text or an email with just a simple message. Something as simple as, "Hi," then you insert the donor name, "It's Trevor Bragdon. I hope you're doing well. I'd like to talk with you about the campaign and our efforts to win back the State House. Do you have 10 minutes for a call on Friday afternoon?" If they don't reply, follow up every 2 days until you receive a response. Once you've scheduled the fundraising call, when you call the donor, engage in about 2 to 5 minutes of small talk. Then use a transitional phrase. Say something like, "I really appreciate you talking with me, and I'd like to take the next 2 minutes to tell you about our campaign and our plans to win in November." Then you want to deliver your pitch and make the ask. After the ask, pause. Don't speak and wait for the donor's response. If the donor says yes, you want to thank them and process the donation immediately. Say something like, "I can process that donation right now. What's your debit or credit card number?" And then you want to make sure you send them multiple thank you notes. We recommend a letter, an email, and a text over several days. Now, if the donor's undecided, sometimes they'll say, "Let me think about it." You want to ask them, when is the best time to follow up? And then make a note and follow up until you get an answer. If the donor says no, thank them for their time. And if it's a no, not right now, consider following up in 90 days. By following this campaign fundraising flowchart, you'll find the best way of raising money for your campaign. Just like Frank and Lillian Gilbreth, you can use this as a guide to discover the most effective approach for you and your unique fundraising situation.